for the recruitment of the residents for the year generation, the department of the Moving along the program for tonight. We have received in the field of education, first of 20 million, and in the current financial year, 3. When all the crimes have been coming out of the made in the program 3, that was a new initiative to understand the narrative of me. Crime has been investigated and brought before the court of law, and that is where the program comes in. In the previous year, we put an 809 in the receipt of court alone, 7.7 billion, and this year, it's 7.6 billion. So, the current program has enabled the investigative work of the SPS to provide support to the investigators in terms of foreign intervention in the criminal process. The program, as I said, received 7.6 billion compared to 6.7 billion that were allocated for 2008-09. In terms of percentage increases, 80% in nominal terms as well as 7.7%. Sub-program crime investigation received 2.4 billion compared to 5.6 million here it was announced during the 2009 policy that about 5.4 billion has been set aside for spending over the MCA series left over the foreign design investigation as part of the criminal justice review. From intelligence to the leader, the program to many, including the entire crime prevention and provide infrastructure for the investigation of crime prevention. The program is a flawless in 2009, receiving about 4% of the total allocation. Since the body has two sub-programs, the sub-program is speaking about crime intelligence operations as well as intelligence information management. Program had a rate increase of 4.25, as I mentioned earlier. It received 1.7 billion compared to 1.4 billion in 2008-09. The program, primary care, operation, 15 attempts. And we can compare to 6 attempts that the patient showed in the place we had 819. And in 37 and 17 management has a real increase of 9.8 compared to 9.8% compared to 1% during the previous year. Which place allocated for this year is 104 on 9. The final program, the fifth program, the goal of the program is to provide protection and technology services to all identified potential and government interests. The program has fixed that program. It was established formally in 2004 and it's going to start inside. The Department of Recruitment Plan has resulted in the program to have fixed goals. Current financial year is going to be 2.6 billion compared to 2.2 billion. So this year, program has a rate increase of 7.89% compared to 5.11% increase. In current financial year, not all sub-programs within this program had a positive increase, as it was the case in the previous financial year. For instance, some programs sub-program emotional support had a negative increase of -1.7%, while other sub-programs had positive increases. But then obviously you have to explain to why this sub-program was implemented in this no longer important in terms of technology or they will be able to achieve what they need to achieve in this kind of program. This increase of 0.57% of giving to sub-program the IT profession services compared to the previous increase of 5.4%. The program is going to be regulated at the highest issue. We are seeing a real increase of 15.6% compared to 1.9% increase in the previous. Again, here, differently, the department will have to explain as to why they have not been increased in the allocation for this department. Previously, it was increased by 0.9%, and now it is a shot up to 15.6%. Are there any things that have identified people with more money or not? And also, is the allocation, is the increase in the particular allocation, have anything to do with the decrease in the other program? The increase in some program part of entry is slightly below what was allocated in the financial year. Current financial year was 2008-2009-10. So it is 14.18% compared to 20.37% in the year. Now, we come to the issues of consideration by parliament. Mainly, we need to look at the implementation of the system. It has been said in the determination of the system previously that we need to mobilize communities to participate in the process of the and social policy is one of the initiatives of social policy that the department has. Fighting, I mean, crime in the communities. The fixed that were given by the department when it comes to the recommendation of the nation mainly comes from what is happening within the 169 jurisdictions. And mind you, we have 1,115 jurisdictions in the country. So within the 169, the department of finished previous or unit class report stated that we have not achieved in the digital trend of implementation of the proposition. So as the department started in 2002 implementing the program, and if you are serious about pressing plan and identify this initiative as a viable transport initiative, we need to move first. And this is taking us so long to implement it fully within Hansen to prevent immigration, that is something to be talked about. Also, I mentioned earlier that borderline security as a functioning is something that we have to have a discussion about. We've seen that the stuff problem was this negative 3% increase in the compared to what it is in the year. And obviously that has implications for the water security of the country. And as well as the ability of the FCS to handle this kind of stuff. There are some parliament on several occasions before and they explained that the stuff was something that needs to be looked at by government regarding the implementation because we know that crime against women and children is continuing and that we have the challenge in the country. We suggest that the funding of the implementation of the act is not going according. And that the implementation of the act is one of the priorities and the crime against women and children is taken to the authority, and the government is well aware that the impression is that we show that the women correctly and fully. I think that this presentation is
thank you very much, I think when you take questions from members, I think that has to be questions. They are presenting in my mind the state of using the increasing capacity. But the capacity, I'm not very sure as to whether in your own view you think that the output is linked to the outcome, and that the department is increasing in one way or another, which is resulting to incentive crime reduction. Maybe in your own view, from a collective negative, you can clarify us on that one. Because indeed, as you have indicated, even in that sense, the budget has increased. And it has always been increasing, it to be increased as well. But it's the way that the increase of budget speaks to the outcome se va abajo con la pana, con la pana.
Indeed, I would also echo the concern that we have raised, because one thing to increase the numbers of the bees in our person, but we are more interested in the outcome. But the reason hearing said that means there must be a way of measuring the tablet. So the tablet number protein of how it is measured, the outcome, and you know, the determinant of measuring those outcomes. Then my second question is on client intention, going a little bit beyond the budget spoken data. I don't know whether this area will relate to the strategy, but my question is, the fact that we have so many of our children being swallowed by drugs, will that be a reflection of the crime intelligence, you know, that we are not doing well? What does that mean to the statistics? If we don't win in that area, we're going to lose in many, many other areas. We're going to lose in education, we're going to lose in sports, we're going to lose the impact of the weak intelligence. It's something that we can't measure. You know, we could have to fight this. The last point is, we are embarrassed by the people that are for example, in London, the airport. So that part of the airport, are we getting to grips with it? But not, we mustn't end there. We must also say, what are the major areas? There is the sea travel, and there is the road travel. Because sometimes when we close one tap, you may find that the criminals use the other tap. So like the protective measures that are being taken must be closed proactively, you know, those that are anticipated under the surgery tap.
Thank you. I agree with many of the things that just expressed here. A few concerns. In the presentation by our researcher on page 7, it says that all programs should be to increase allocation 6.12%. But that's in real terms. But going through certain letters, if there's an error on your part, and I'm misreading it, I must understand, because you know, the increases, certainly there are a couple of them that aren't up to 6%. Administration, visible policing are below that. So we're taking just an average. Look, I have a huge problem with the fact that some sub-programs have negative increases. Initially, you know, operational support is vital. I mean, we've seen in police stations, they don't have the equipment, they don't have the computers, they don't have operating support, and yet here we are giving them the actual negative increase. And then the borders. For us to be suggesting that we accept a negative increase of 3.23% when we know full well that there's been a damn order to general support saying we have virtually no one. No one guarding our borders. It was, what did he say, 72% under capacity on our land borders and a 90-something% under capacity on our sea borders. That's a huge issue for us, especially in light of the drugs flowing into the country. And of course on the sea borders, the smuggling of our coast, heroin, etc. So, for But that's enough. And this is the plan that's ahead of us, if any of this can't be put on the calendar. This is what I think everybody wants to have. So I think that has to be examined very carefully. Visible policing has pumped millions and billions and billions and billions into it, and it's never achieved what we set out to achieve. So I'm not sure what strategy is going to be taken at. Have you seen it drop as a priority increase now, drop down to about 4% in relation to the increase? So maybe then there's a new vision saying, hold on a minute, it's not actually doing the job of paying it so much to do, because it's going to achieve what we want to achieve. The reserve issue, I think, has to disaster where they're resigning day and night, we're losing reserves, and the fact that they have virtually no backup. So that's an issue in itself. Where are the retention strategies? I'm also wanting to know why this government security regulator has a 15.6% increase. I think they need to explain that first. Sector policing is inexplicable why there's been a failure to implement it. Inexplicable. I mean, they've had how much time? Enormous amount of time to do that. And as you quite rightly point out, the domestic violence act. Every single year, we go back to the domestic violence act, we go to police stations, and police personnel actually say that they want that. They don't even know what it is. They actually send women who've been beaten, come to the prison, they send them home to their husbands, and they don't support it. And then that man is applying a firearms license, he's not in the register, so he's given one. So, just a few issues that I really would like us to raise with the department, the relevant department. Thank you.
Well, I was going to, because I see speakers with the temptation to think that we are talking on the policy of the security. My understanding is that we're dealing with the budget, and therefore we should speak ourselves to the budget. If we want to talk about the policies of station security, probably will be time for that, because then we will not do what. I think to me the increase of visible policy it will never be enough. So we're kind of questions to me the increase of visible. So if we're going to prevent crime, visible policy is number one. So it will never be. My only concern, the other question I was going to ask the lady, Madam Shepherd, I see there are no police. I see the treasury, but I thought it would make sense if the police were here. Because whatever we're seeing here, if the police are not here, then you see my concern is the budget. My concern is the budget of the detective, the increase in the amount. One of our biggest failures in the country at the moment is in that area. And I don't believe the increase is enough. Because in fact, in a lot of things, here for notification, which station is very good, we have a lot of, awaiting trials if they need. If you look at the prisons now, they are full of them. So I would have more prepared an increase in the detectives, and probably also for proper training. So I think there is an element that probably you need more money for detectives. Kind of intelligence also, like the gentleman is saying. But I think we would put it better if we put more money also in kind of intelligence. Some of the things, because it also helps, that's part of it for preventive prevention. The other concern to me is the border security. I think that money is actually very in the first place, that is one area where it is coming. I don't want to talk about my previous experience, but there was a view, strong view that probably this must be taken back to defense, because looking at the situation, it doesn't look like the police will ever have the capacity of dealing with that situation. So in fact, there was that discussion. I don't want to get into that. the government. I'm just saying, the border security now is still with the police. Whatever is going to happen in the future, I would believe that it needs to be better capacitated, especially the fact that the police has been proven in the last 7 years that they don't have the capacity to deal with this thing. This thing is far, far out. Even the men, they are not enough training. So, with the limited capacity they have, you would get probably more money while you are still under the police. That is border security.
Okay, I want to take one minute so that we can move on to the next presentation.
Very, 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 very the only thing that we do is keep on raising issues that we are raising. And that's one of the problems. I think the issue of the money thing is that supposed to be dealt with at Parliament. The Parliament has this ability to identify the weaknesses and influence how budgets should be allocated. Especially that would like to be there. But depending on our relationship with the department, how much they influence we should have come in and indicate how this allocation was made and how Parliament can influence the community. The number of issues are still the members that are raised here. And for example, the issue of climate change. It is still very important. And I would believe that that's supposed to be one area that instead of trying to see the government is raising after climate change rather than preventing it. And it can did not even know where does the borderline end. It started with the other problem that would want us to follow, give support to the minister, the initiative that the minister is already starting to say that either we should call the insurance because, I mean, this was called by yourself, because then when we raise this issue of removing the hand in the borderline, you need to understand that one of the problems that I think we are having in the intergovernment relations, you have a population of over 5 to 6 illegal migrants in the country. This is 5 to 6 million illegal immigrants in the country. Who people that we don't have, they are detained. And we deal with violent crime, just deal with. And it becomes quite a very difficult challenge that we're facing. And police will keep on fighting the crime. I think we have engaged with the community and said that most of these crimes that are committed, we just cannot bring attention to people. Then it can be a lot of problems. That means interest to use that time for you. You can allocate as much as you can. You can put 300 billion there. But as long as there is no control with regard to identification and clues, the population. How many people do we have records of these people, do we know who's really good what, we have been fingerprints, DNA, whatever, So that when God commit crime in him for some way, housebreaking or whatever, and we are able to trace him from, where he comes from. These are some of the challenges that the police will have to deal with. But I think it's a clustered approach thing. One element of the cluster is which the entire system becomes weaker. So I think we will have to at some point to engage in the issue of crime. Approach it in a cluster of reform. That's why we see the similar that this approach is coming. I think that's the only way that we'll be able to look at other partners, who are in the cluster, their own. Because they are all informed in fact by answers in which we to achieve what we want to achieve. I mean, the correctional citizenship does not correct the offenders. And they just go to prison for 10 years and sit there the whole day just to be there. And then try to do more harm rather than being, really happy to sit there. You come out, it's a little exercise. The justice system, the court, non-functional. Then I think it's a lot of them. It's just one of the things of the time. With the current economic meltdown, I think it's a new challenge that we have. The migration impact is going to be a lot. And we have to reject the issue of the borderline. But not in a way of trying to say that we are blocking people, but making sure that people that come into the country are able to make that structure. And that's where you can begin the line of defense. But I don't understand what would help us from now just by informing that we are not directly questioning the researcher, but preparing our plans for the department. We say these are the issues that we want the department to respond on. Because there are a lot of them, but the researcher may not have that capacity to respond on all of the issues in the department. And we need to prepare ourselves in a way that we meet all of these things. So we meet the department and we can then raise them. And the issue is just we raise them, that it takes impact. So the department go back, if I listen to what members are saying, that we'll be ready with the police to write them there. So it's here that either there's a lack of, you know, responding to the issues that are in the parliament. So I think it's an area that we'll have to look at separately and create some kind of a partnership between our parliament minister in a way of saying that we speak on these issues and want to see a visible change in those issues that parliament is doing that to them. Thank you very much.
sense that the virtue is and maybe ask the triggering view with regard to the Bible itself. Because my understanding is like now we have the annual report here, we have gone through the annual report, we are linking what is here to the annual report. Because this is only the trigger that we have to get triggering view on the triggering to help us with regard to this. So that's what I say, I'm like a lot of people. Because we seem to be taking the annual report with us as a strategic thing. That we'll be able to say, but according to the annual report, this is what you're supposed to have done, like I said, this is what you're supposed to have done. But the allocation that you've got doesn't tell you what you have done. That's what I have a lot of other discussions. I thought you would ask the trainer to give their view so that we understand exactly the balance. In terms of this program. The issue of visible policing, whether this is effective, we are not sure, everything, because like a completely interpretation, we doesn't think anything. I have to be guided by something, not to assume, but it hasn't been the case. The borderline policing, I don't have any documents that tells me that this is what the program has said, this is what the plan has said, and this hasn't been the case. We are now here and now confronted with people and we'd like to know how these people work. But that's what we're doing, I understand. That's why I should start turning my gift from a good speaker to the speaker. So that's really the same role.
No, I think Kathleen is very correct. I think you have a question to ask policy-oriented questions. This is that priority go through the department in the research. But I should think others will be able to qualify the question to say, I'm asking this so that you can probably relate this to the budget as it was set up for. We already have the ministry panel to deal with the officer, Mwameka, and I hope at the end of this, workshop, you'll be able to give us presentation documents which the department will bring on Wednesday so that as we go home over this very long weekend, we're able to reach through those presentations. Because some members will not be able to get those presentations on Wednesday from a long weekend and interact with the department on the same day. So I hope you make it possible that before we leave, we get those documents with us here and we take them along with us to come up to the safety home. It's going to have to be like that. You are sitting on your time for the next presentation. So please take at least 5 minutes of this so that we can move on.
I don't know if begin, but I think I should begin here by saying that before I prepared the presentation, I did the analysis of budget, and I trust that either in this particular board member, the members have read it, and the presentation in a way is meant to update the presentation, the understanding of the situation. Particularities or issues that are necessary, but generally here, and if you have read this together with the presentation, the understanding will be a bit greater. Now, most of what has been said
were commands, and it has been rightly said that I'm not being quite practice to respond to this issue. But the first thing on the main thing that I would like to touch on is the budget, this is the outcome. I mean, we're all talking about it. We have had an interaction with the police in one way or the other, and we know the traffic is in the and anyone has an opinion as to whether the outcome of the department are actually, I mean, now getting ready for the fact that we have a problem with the second rate of the number of cases that are reported to the police. The second rate is less than 50%. So, meaning that the department is unable to investigate all the crimes that they are doing. And that impacts negatively in our process of crime. Because one of the things that has been said before was that one of the deterrents is the knowledge that when I commit crime, I'll be caught. So if we increase the probability of being caught, and the increase at the cost, people will refrain from committing crime because they will know that they will start out of the law to get charged. Now, this is the challenge. And if, and whether the demand that has been directed or channeled to the detective services program is sufficient, that's something to talk about in 2015. And in my view, that since this is challenging, we have identified it as a challenge. More money needs to be funding the funding program, and we need to have more detectives and train them and skill them. And also linked with the second very good growth is the condition. We have crimes, unfortunately, we detect them at a very low pace, at a very low rate, and also eventually the condition of those crimes, or emanating from those crimes, this is very low. So a lot needs to be done with respect to the program detection. Of course, crime intelligence is important as it has been said. You can be able to prevent crime before it even happens if you have proper intelligence and that would mean improvement in the community or in the proper climate. Yeah. The Secretariat, whether you go to there on page 15, it's an estimate based on how the thing, the increase over the years. And my suggestion is that it will amount to round up 15.5%. However, when I spoke to the Secretariat, it indicated that the undergoing number of structures, which will have an impact on their budget. Whether it will decrease or even increase, I'm not sure. But since the Secretariat is trying to exist through the Constitution, I think it is proper for the Secretariat to come before Parliament and table the infrastructure before the entities decide on the structure and implications budget-wise before coming. Why is the proposition at the lowest increase? Certainly it's increase. That's an important question because we could be proposing a central program in the department. But we need to take into consideration that it is a bigger program and it has lacked by the allocation. And in my view, I want to support that this is the that is also a few that I'm not sure, maybe the children will have this year, that's why it is likely they will change the lowest budget increase. And if that is in line with the of course, those are some of the things that the department itself will have to answer. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's take our next presentation. Let us take the first question to ask. Please write it down. Yes, probably you will have a chance to ask.
Looking around, I think to be the only, members of the previously member of the portfolio committee, and I may have gone, but I do understand that there are many documents that would attract enormously, such as the order to be able to get Jeremy to get those documents, which then he would see for yourself. He would, of course, Jeremy was absolutely horrified at what's going on, and he actually said that it was corrupt from the cleaning staff to the officials. Right away, so you could buy yourself into the country if you were too idle to walk across the border anywhere else you like, you could actually just roll through. So it's a very damning report, and that's all part of our EGC. So there are documents like that that are actually very important.
Thank you. I think that one of the things that has been more for in mind is the recon. The fourth con, many years ago in this committee on youth. And I think it's a bit, it's entirely fair to be able to say that, you know, we can address this at least before. Yes, maybe in the third parliament, maybe in the second parliament. But in the new parliament, I'm just raising the point that there's many people in the committee that are new. So people are having to catch up, people are having to find out what's going on. So this is very important from the research point of view. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a very good point.
Members, I've been Daniel and I'm from the Joint Standing Committee on Things, and I have just got cluster with the analysis of Book 20, the Independent Complaints Directive. This evening, the scope, NCC, I'll cover about five issues. I think it's important upfront to say what is the aim of the directive. It's to provide an accessible complaint processing mechanism, an efficient and effective investigation of complaints of death, misconduct, and criminality and ethics committed by members of SAT, as well as members of the municipal police service, and then to make appropriate recommendations. Just briefly, some of the documents that have been utilized is the strategic plan 2008-2011. I think it's important to say at this point that what we normally did in the past was to analyze that current year's strategic plan. And in this case, the department entities were reluctant to give up the strategic plan because of the change of parliament. And many of them said they will only give the strategic plan in the next, in this fourth parliament. So I think it's important to emphasize that we are working with past documents. And we actually utilize the strategic plan 2008, 2011, the annual report, as well as the latest documents. If we rely on the status of an MDE of 2009. The next section basically just deals with the quality priorities 2009-10. One of the first things that IBDE needs to do is to get structured procedures in place to oversee safety, you know, the previous Scorpion director of special operations. You know, to make sure that they don't fall off the table, that they are also covered. The second one is to streamline program 2 and 3. Members, if you remember, that there was a problem with the workload of investigators. And what they did was to use monitors and chief officers to help, you know, with investigating cases. And some of them have been retrained and have been, you know, promoted to investigation. So they haven't seen like that.
because of the high workload that the director had. The next one, program 3, is basically increased the budget by analysts to hold it to retail. Because there's always been a problem. There were not enough people to go around and go and investigate, you know, the various details. Money was also allocated to establish a national asset management unit. And I think Parliament by now are going to see how well this has actually been implemented and how this thing is progressing. The next issue deals with computing old cases. What happened was that in the past there was a lot of focus on new cases and the speedy resolution thereof. And that actually negatively impacted on the workload, you know, of the old cases. And now they changed that and said they want to run these things parallel, in the sense they want to address both the new cases and the old cases. Increasing community access. 2006 and even before that, we decided that each year we're going to roll out the establishment of satellite offices. In 2007 and 2008, they've established 3 new satellite offices. So, just to increase the access of especially rural communities to these directors. The ICT also had a problem with retention of staff. They, for instance, in the past, they would train this person to get an experience and then they would post, in brackets, you know, by other departments or by the private sector. So they had a huge problem in retaining some staff. The last issue there basically is dealing with the number of staff in the ICD. If one looks comparatively at what's happening with the number of complaints, those have increased as well as the number of police staff. And remember, they also got a minute police system, municipal police to oversee, and now they will also have 50 to oversee. So those are just some of the policy priorities. Just very briefly, some reference to the State of the Nation addresses. Well, remember that the first SONA, President Salema referred to the creation of capacity for improved service delivery and intensified efforts to revamp the criminal justice system. President Zuma, in turn, also referred to the fact that every cent needs to be spent wisely and fruitfully. And then they also intend to reduce serious and violent crime by 7 to 10% per annum. And we believe that the ICT can actually contribute to these efforts, especially as it relates to violence against women and children. If one looks at the budget analysis, you'll see there was basically an increase from 98.5 million in 2008-09 to 114.8 million in 2009-2010. And that basically represents a nominal increase of 16.35 and a real increase of 10.8%. You can see the projected consumer price index of 5.4%. Although one looks at the ICT budget, one will find that it forms about 0.015% of the main budget, the national, total national budget. And then also there, you can see there's additional allocation of 2.6 million to improve services, service delivery, as well as for traffic development. The ICT has 3 programs, which I will cover later. But usually, one can see what the budget looks like. First program, the administration, 43.8 million was allocated, and that relates to a nominal grant spending of 8.2 million. And real rentals that relates to about 6 million. The second program, rescue complaints, processing, monitoring, and investigation, you see that one is about 45.1 million, and that relates to a decrease in percentage by nominal 10.20%, and in real time, 4.55%. The info
having children in set programs, it will affect about 15.9 million, and that relates to a nominal sense. Incentives are 23.26, and then the real terms are 16.94. Overall, one can see that the budget has increased in nominal terms 16.55%, and in real terms 10.5%. The first program, administration, you can see there is about 38.1% of the total budget of the ICD. It is also the second largest program, and there you can see that in 2008-09, the increase was 35.6 million, and then the next budget will be around 38.9 million. In the main, this program is for the increased capacity in support services, as well as for the expansion of the asset management unit at HQ level, as well as appointment of asset management personnel at provincial level. And then, just briefly, there are three sub-programs: management, corporate services, and property management. And those involve just indicate the this year's allocation. Those in brackets before and after is the one in 2008-2009, and the one behind is the 2010-2011. So I can see that the management in 2008-2009 was 5.8 million. It increased to 7.3 million for this year. And then for the next financial year projected, there will be 8.4 million. And so it goes on with corporate services, as well as with property management. The second program is complaints processing and monitoring and investigation. That is the largest program of the ICD, and it's about 48% for 45.1 million of the total budget. Then I can also see the increases from 50 million in the previous financial year to the current one of 55.1 to the next one of 60.6 million. Important also to note that this is actually the core business of the ICD. This is where they actually do the work that they are engaged for, and that is investigation. You can see the investigation relates to complaints of police, criminality and misconduct, and also to monitor police compliance with the Domestic Violence Act of 1998. And then there are two sub-programs, and then one can also see how this program has increased over the years from the 2008 budget to the current one and to the next one in 2010. The third program is Information and Management Research. That relates to about 12.9% of total ICD budget. It's also the smallest program, and the main purpose of this program is to conduct research as well as to analyze information regarding the Domestic Violence Act, and then also to maintain a database for all complaints. And then you can see there are two sub-programs. The first one is research, the next one is Information Management Services. But they also then see how this has increased over the years. The next issue basically relates to some suggestions as to what we think Parliament should actually follow up with the ICD. The first one is to monitor and track the progress of new satellite officers. As I said, they decided to establish 22 satellite officers. Currently, what we know is in 2007, they established three, and then in 2008, they established another three. So we want to know where are the new ones in this specific financial year going to be established, and how many of them will be established. So I think that is important to find out not only about the establishment of the new offices, but also to go back and see how well that the others that they've established the well, are they functioning, and are they indeed, you know, reaching out to the rural communities, you know, bringing these services closer to the rural communities. As I said earlier, you know, also important to oversee that the functioning of the new satellite offices. The ICD has received a qualified opinion, and I think one issue that needs to be followed up is to see with regard to those issues that the Auditor General indicated in 2007 and 2008 annual report. Those issues that led to the qualification relate to capital assets. For instance, they say they couldn't find existence, the accuracy or the completeness of capital assets because they were insufficient and inappropriate audits as evidence to be substantiated. The other one relates to commitment, and they believe that commitments were overstated. The next one is to monitor implementation recommendations on police acquisition. Remember what happens that if there's a death in police custody, then the IC also gets involved in investigating the circumstances that led to the death. And many times they then make recommendations to police as to what is happening, you know, with regards to whether the person is in charge, you know, disciplinary action, and they find that often these are not really taken on board by the police. So I think that is a right issue that the ICG should be critical of. Also, there was a problem all along with regard to the cooperation between police and ICG. And I think partly of that is because of the relationship between them. You know, the ICG there on its own and they're investigating the police. And sometimes this leads to a really intense anti-politic relationship. And I think that is one thing that we need to question the IG as well as the police on, you know, how is this cooperation actually evolving and giving things to this. The other one is also the death of people in police custody. There has been an increase over the years. From 2005 to 2008, there's been an increase of about 170 deaths in police cells. So that is very concerning. You know, the people that are supposed to be in custody and supposed to be safe, you know, in some way or another, police are involved, you know, with injury to them, even to death of some people in custody. And once again, just to emphasize something that my colleague has referred to earlier, with regard to the Domestic Violence Act, you know, and how do police actually assist the ICG in the investigation. Because, of course, remember what happened in this case is that if there's a case of domestic violence and somebody reports it, you know, the police are compelled, you know, they don't have a choice, they are compelled to open the case and to follow it up. But in many cases, people are just sent back, you know, as I said earlier, when they're sent back to their houses, you know, children are sent back and say, no, you don't have a case, you know, you're not going to follow this, the case up. And this is one thing that we need to ask police as well as the ICG, you know, how well are they actually cooperating, especially, you know, to comply with the domestic violence. As I said earlier, there's a problem with assault cases, there's a huge backlog, and we need to find out, you know, how far are they, what progress have they made with regard to the finalization of some of these assault cases. The next issue, we referred to earlier as well, is with regard to the asset management unit, because remember, this is part of the reason why they seek a qualified opinion, you know, that they didn't manage the assets properly. So they established this new national asset management unit, as well as appointing some provincial asset management personnel. But we need to follow up, what are they doing, you know, what progress have they made, what challenges they are facing. And then, lastly, as I said, the ICD, they are losing members. You know, people are being poached. You know, once they are well trained, you know, they leave, they will be departed. You know, and even though they increase the salary of ICD personnel, especially investigation, you know, they are still reducing some of the personnel. So what would this like to know, you know, what kind of retention strategies do they have in place in need to keep their members? None, please.
Thank you very much for the presentation. And I want to request members to please stick to the presentation and not attempt to ask questions that we have to go to the entity itself, and probably not to start with preamble before asking questions to go to the questions, because I think we have a problem of time. the everything that comes from the Pillar of Protection. Do you think that this budget has taken on board the issues that the previous committee may have raised at the committee in their report to the ICT? Can you take a question?
Thank you. I would like the department, maybe to use an indicator. We know that the numbers of staff members have increased quite dramatically in the last year or 2 years. And of course now that increases the numbers of cases inevitably, and the numbers that each member of the ICD has to oversee in their investigation. So I'm wondering if you could give us some comparison of how the increase in staff members versus increase, if at all, of ICD numbers. So that would be quite important, I think, for me. And also, do we have an indication, and I seem to recall another 50%, but do we have an indication from ICD records how many of their recommendations are implemented by the staff at all? I would want to know about their retention strategy as well, because this has been coaching, but even that coach can follow up. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. I would like to ask a question of ignorance of the new member. Could you explain how you work out your budget increases when you say actual versus real? How do you calculate what the real change is?
My follows on what you said, Chairperson, that it relates to both committees. In the sense that both the comments and the concerns that have been raised by the Auditor General office, not just for 1 year, I think we should go two years back, and change the concerns raised. Has been addressed so that we get a response from the department on that, as well as the concerns raised by the committee.
Mr. Chair, this is the two questions I'd like to ask. The one does relate to the number of resignations. And I'd like to get an understanding that has this been a trend? Has this been a pattern over the last few years? Or this, I mean, the figures of the quite sure relate to two particular years. I wanted to know prior to that. Has this been an ongoing trend? And you probably couldn't, I don't know if you can answer this, but I mean, what information do we have that you tell us why we believe that the other one is related to these tax write-offs. In your presentation, you're talking about the fact that over the last couple of years there's been some talk about the tax write-offs. Now, forgive me if I missed this, but I'm going through the documents here, analysis of the annual report, etc. Now, I don't find anything in here that tells me as to whether these satellite offices were opened, particularly in relation to annual reports that were opened in our exhibit. I would imagine if they were going to open the offices in that particular year, the annual reports not saying anything. So I don't know if I looked at that. But I'm just wondering, if you said offices have been opened, but in the one document I've got here, analysis of the annual report of the Independent Tax Office for 2007-2008, I can't see anything of that.
And those claims, of course, are able to be investigated by the Security Division. And it's as you can see, hugely unbelievable. How are we looking now in relation to, say, the past year's batch of civil claims and thereof in relation to investigators within the ICD having to investigate and take those questions?
Thank you, Lucy. What I propose to do is some of these things I'd like to go and shift and come back to the committee. I was flying out to the committee to set you that. That relation with regards to other implementations that the previous parliament has made, you know, with regards to the ICD and how it's actually been implemented or captured within the ICD. So I'll come back on this one. As well as the one that we said about the number of members in the set increase, the number of cases increase, how does that relate to the situation in the ICD? I'll have to come back to that next. Retention strategy. What I did was they increased the salaries of investigators. They have investigators, so those are primarily responsible for investigators, and they have paid workers and monitors. Some of them have been retrained and upgraded to investigators. So they try to address that, you know, the backlog that they have and people needing the IDD. But other than the problem of what is the latest with regard to the things that they then with regard to the calculation of the difference between nominal terms and real terms, what we do is we look at the budget review, the 2009 budget review, and the current one, page 21, they gave us the headline CPI inflation, you know, the projected inflation, CPI, and that was 5.4. So the difference between nominal and real was 5.4%, I think the difference in the CPI. And yes, I agree, we need to go back to the draft of concerns raised by the AG, the Auditor General, and I also draft a document to indicate what were the concerns in the previous financial year that the AG had expressed, and then also whether it's been qualified or whether it was measures of interest and whether it was other measures. The document that you have with that is the annual report. And that was done last year. So what we did is we looked at the E&E. And in the E&E, that's the latest document that we drafted this year. And in the E&E, they specifically refer to the office, the satellite office that they've already established. For instance, I'm going page 446 of the EAD of this year, there they say they've established offices in Pangeri, Batata, Rastanga, Kuehando, Bethlehem, and Hoppington. So that document doesn't reflect that directly. But they have been established. And then also with regard to the token, I'll actually get that to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Daniel. I think we will take a 10-minute break, a quick break, exactly at 5 past now, according to the clock, exactly at 1 past, straight after the presentation.
We would manage to locate the issue of the certain I think I don't know what the number is and up for the shortly over there.
And the flow of our dialogue was during the last period of this when dynamic current expenditure of almost 1.3 billion for the one off. Because what we normally do when we determine the baseline for department going forward, we start by setting off the budget, the non-recurrent expenditure, like things like the World Cup, the election, because we won't have World Cup forever and have one for. So, like in there we see 1.3 billion for the 2024 World Cup, meaning that going forward we won't have those amounts in the budget. And then the budget brought a program. It's all the five programs that I indicated. Admin, Support Policy, Initiative Services, Crime Intelligence, Professional and Social Diversity. And the previous speaker alluded to the fact that the Professional Services is the fastest growing program with an average annual growth of 21% over the 7-year period, followed by Crime Intelligence. The reason being that Professional and Social Services is a different program, unlike visible policy, which I also believe that in the past, also I think it was also one of the fastest when success established. Although it's growing, but the fastest growth is in this program for system and social service. Like for instance, it has been capacitated in terms of personal health. That therefore means you have to also have equipment, office accommodation, computers, desk, you know. So that's some of the implications when you start associating with departments by employing more people. It means that there are also other things that they need to have. In the budget growth and for new classification, as I indicated when I presented the slide on the current financial year budget, a large proportion of the money is on current payments, followed by capital payments, and the last one being transfers and subsidies. Especially that this personnel driven department, it is projected to grow from 173,000 personnel to 104,000 personnel in 2011-12. Compared to other departments like, industry, for example, there was something like 51,000 staff members, defense around 71,000, and with police, we're talking about 173,000 personnel in total. So that's why a large proportion of this amount is on current payment, then followed by fiscal payment, as I've already indicated. When we employ people, we need to give them accommodation, and capital payments being the largest item. Then, just to give an indication of expenditure outcome from 2005-06 to 2008-09. So, the department almost spent the total budget with an underspending of the minor figure of 1,000 almost. For 2005-06, 2006-07, and the day in 2007-08, 2008-09, they depend almost zero to the speaker. Just looking at the 2007-08 audit outcome. So this is really an unqualified audit opinion for that particular financial year. So, however, there were some minor issues raised, like for instance, the asset register not corresponding with the physical location of a particular asset. As part of our work, we also try to get an explanation of the problems leading to this, as well as what the department is doing in terms of rectifying the problem identified. So the issue which was raised in terms of assets, it's not that the police couldn't explain, or maybe there was some assets missing. As part of the exercise, the explanation that we got was that apparently all the cars went to a remote police station somewhere in Bihar, and I think there was a workshop in that particular police station. And they went to one room, and the chair was in there, and the chair was in another room. So that's where this matter started. But compared maybe to what we see with other votes, where they get a disclaimer for a participation, compared to other votes, I think they're still one of the. However, we need to make sure that we keep the standard level that they expect for the staff to keep on getting unqualified and with no matter, no other matter. This is, I think, where also the committee can also begin to ensure that they keep up getting the unqualified for each opinion, because that creates a problem once they start getting qualification and disclaimer. So the last slide will give you a sense of previous additional allocation given to this group, the police. In total, since 2003 MTEF until 2009. So in total, they got 29 billion additional allocation. So I've just highlighted certain few items in there, the roles that you feel like, for instance, as I already indicated, this is personal driven, and large amounts have been towards increasing capacity for this particular role, followed by career cutting and pay progression, OLD type, and the recent initiative of the CJS River being almost 3 billion in total. I think that's the last slide for me, thank you.
Is it because of good planning?
or is it because that the artist is better than the rhythm? There may have been a mass sale force, all of them were wiped out. Well, that's fine. That's fine. But I just like to get an understanding as to why is it when they ask for funds, when the budget is given, why are they coming up with these additional allocations? Obviously they're asking for additional funds. Wasn't what they had originally asked you a treasury for. And that a treasury said, no, no, we're not going to give you that money. And then it became a fund that he said, I'm doubtfully clear that you had to give that money. Or is this something that suddenly they decided, no, we've got something else we need money to give, and they hadn't planned for the year. I'd like to get some information on that, because it's a bit worrying to me.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to know from the Treasury side, there were a lot of queries a little earlier on about whether or not the money goals have actually been now kind of put through our own goals. What right do we have in the portfolio commission? I mean, this is a question that's coming up all the day today. If, as a committee, we decide that in fact certain amounts within the code need to be shifted to different areas. We don't know if we've actually drawn up this budget, who's behind it, we've had no inquiry into it. But if we're dissatisfied with the layout thereof, do we actually have the legal rights now through these bills to suggest that more is put on the border account or the one or other of the areas taken away from another area. Not to upset the final code, of course that would be catastrophic all the way down the line of the ripple effect, but to move money within the budget. Could you just fill us in on our rights in relation to that? Because I think we're all very uncomfortable with feeling that we're actually a two-foot body in terms of other samples before us. Thank you.
One more thing, but by community that I see in Africa for having a strict and uncertified audit opinion for the financial year 2007-2008. But I very kind of consider that they, according to their report here, there were some discrepancies with regard to the maintenance of the assets registered by different police stations in the country. And I therefore fail to understand how the ICB got an unqualified report. Because most of the departments and entities do get qualified reports because of the problem with the assets registered. But the ICB managed to get an unqualified report but still having a problem with the maintenance of the assets registered. And thank you.
Significant
something that can be shared with the committee and can engage them with. But the Treasury can address that. With regard to the CCC, private-public partnership, when it comes to the building of the FATF head office, I read in the EMA for 2008-09 as well as 2009-10 in the current private setting, decided to go the route of private-public partnership in constructing the head office.
what did I say? What did you should have said on this thing? Is it a communist approach or not? And I asked the department with regards to this thing, and then also wanted to find out whether they disclosed this thing, parliament aware of this approach. And they told me that the parliament doesn't have to be involved in this thing, that the parliament doesn't have to know, they have no say in whether it's a distributing approach or not. So I don't know the question of this. When it comes to building the head office, the public private partnership approach is a recommended approach. The reason why I'm asking is because of the turmoil that we saw in the correctional services, when the correctional building one of the correctional facilities, they took this approach and then a lot of bureaucrats from there. So, yeah, that's the reason why I'm not really putting that.
I also want to ask you in your opinion, Susan, do you think that the budget of the department is indigenous to the department's policy? Is it a government priority in your own view? Do you think that the department will be able to meet its target and objective as set down in the document of achievement?
First of all, the first question from the Honourable Member regarding the other part of spending their money as to whether are we satisfied with this. Obviously, we'll never be satisfied. If every day we hear of the crime that has people being attacked and yet we feel like the police and they spend the money. So then we begin to ask ourselves, are we getting value for money? I'll just give an example. Like the target of 7-10%. I mean, if you look in the DND, what they supplied in the DND, I think it was only 2005. And that's 11 violent crime. That is what reduced within that range. I think last year it was less than that 5%. So it's there for me that we'll never be satisfied because the target that they set in this case is 7-10%. So we'll never be satisfied. So what we're going to interrogate are every for money issue. With the money that you have, what is this that you can achieve? Okay, target that they set to yourself. What is it that you can achieve before we start putting off additional funding? Then coming to the second question, vehicles is something that they learned from. As I said in my presentation, the projection is that they are going to increase personnel from 173,000 to 204,000 in 2011-12. It therefore means that if we are employing more policemen, they will be vehicles. It comes with a package. They will need office. It comes as a package. And coming to the third question, what rights do we have as a community council amending the
What I actually asked was from page 13 relates to the additional annotation. And I asked why is it that the additional annotation would be made? Is it a case that when just prevents their requirements, their request to Treasury, that they haven't taken into account, or is it perhaps the case that Treasury has declined to give these amounts, and then later on, because Treasury then sees that maybe there isn't a need that he is going to take an offer, why is it that he has additional
Because there are so many sectors that determine the allocation of budget to departments. One of them is the physical framework. Like, for instance, who will say, you want to employ additional 100,000 policemen? We won't be able to give you a full amount because we don't have enough in the tank. We'll give you in case if the fiscal framework allows. Meaning, therefore, that you give us your hidden priority. They will say, okay, give us 10,000 policemen. Then going forward, maintain safety. If the fiscal framework allows, then you're going to get maybe the additional. But in certain instances, you have got a situation where a department will request funding for additional personnel. And maybe they get it. Just when you thought you gave them the money, in the second year they will come back to say, it's part of the budget case. They will say, remember you gave us money for personnel, but you never gave us the money for accommodation. Whereas, when you buy, you know that for each land that you're going to get, salaries need to be accommodation, food and services, things like training need to be accommodation, infrastructure, maybe 70% is for salary, then 25% is going to be for accommodation, training, assistance, traveling, and all of that. So it's part of the budget game sometimes that we normally see with the department. Whereas other departments will just be a good company if they've been working. Then if they get the money, depending on how they do the little thing, then they are able to accommodate all of them. So that's why we say sometimes that it's not allocated to the event for that. Last year it was personnel, then the following year maybe infrastructure or the IDO or something like that. So that basically is what they expect. I know the stuff in terms of policy and the putting their effort together, they put it in the package. Then other sections come, like the framework. Do we have enough, you know, to give what we want? Or can we take in this, you know, in phase? That's why, like, for instance, it's not allocated for this catalog for 204. It goes for this 23,000 to 204,000 catalogs. It's always allocated. Just since that comes into equation, like what the cover photo of the justice policy needs to be taken into account. So, can, like, what does this mean that we have to employ additional policemen today to have 104,000? Is the justice policy prepared to take, you know, this additional policemen that they need? So, again, we can't take all the policemen that they need today. So, that ends in paying 204,000.
Have you forgotten the rate is served and are by for the
It's a simple one, but difficult to answer, because this is at the discretion of the audience. Like, you have a department comparing itself with another department to say, like, the full account on the outlet, who got qualified, they should get the qualification. But with general rules, I would love to address register mostly. It's a situation where a department cannot account for election. What is that then? A department can't even account for various assets. They don't even know the assets. So in a case of that, we will make understand that it was a case of saying that that method you find that room is 2.9 in the book. And when the book has went there, the doctor was not there, and it was next job. So it was not that maybe assets were stolen or missing, it was that not at that particular room which showed any assets ready. But what I say in most cases, where those departments, where they get the qualification, they can't even account, they don't even know the assets. So, and the problem is we have every year the cost of assets registered and assets verification. Coming to the PPP, I think my colleague can also assist me here. Our experience of the question is that PPPs, they are relatively cheaper for the government. Hence, this route that has been taken in terms of providing PPP. Coming to budgeting priority, I think the question was, are we convinced that their budget is linked to priority? Yes, we are convinced that their budget is linked to priority. So, this therefore brings the question of, is this budget therefore linked to this priority? Then we begin to talk about a class of priority. Just to share with you, like, for instance, they can link the budget to the priority. But because that's where things start. That's the beginning of the system. Similar to the system. So, but if down the line, maybe they are lost in the system, sometimes it also reflects bad on the priority. Like, for instance, if you do performance review of the system, what you begin to see is cases referred to court by the police increasing, but cases finalized by the court that we have is going down. And again, you also try to look at attrition of cases through the criminal justice system, where you will have this large volume of cases where criminals are being caught by the police. They go to justice, and again, the conviction rate and the people who end up with correction. You'll find a very low. So it also brings to a point that the previous speaker raised on the probability of chasing the senior. We can have the probability of an assistant of chasing the senior. I think we also need to go a step further. Is that enough to help? If maybe down the line people don't get convicted. Yes, I know because, but I wasn't. So that's my input regarding the last one.
Do
do we have the right to in any way shift funds between budgets? For example, we have the ICD budget over here, and the tax budget and the secretariat budget. We might find that one is an increase and is too low for what the purposes are for that division. How do we, for example, have measures an increase amount allocated to a specific budget? Would you just explain this for us?
On that one, I'm not quite sure. Okay. I can always come with you with a different answer as to whether funds can be shifted from one post to another. So, but what normally happens is that SRS is that if the two accounting officers agree, then we are able to shift funds. So that's possible if the two accounting officers agree. That yes, if they take from this post to that one, then we'll quickly complete that process. So the question that you are raising is our guidance, but in a case where an accounting officer has been agreed, then what are the rights of this committee?
Comment is that if the answer is a positive one to the question asked, do you mean we should get the government into challenge? We should not understand. I'm trying to put across that scenario so that when you think I'm thinking properly, I'm thinking logically, because it would be. We do not accept that there are different of the departments that are not going to spend the way they spend. And then they fall behind at the same. It will mean our system must be such that it shifts back, you know, as the salary. And ideally, I would think that we should not have accepted. If we do, it should be very easy. Because the last has been
done. And because it is complex. This is a department that gets unqualified with the criminal. It spends some percent of its budget. It needs monthly projection. Plus the money. But the outcomes are not financial. And what is wrong? Is it possible that maybe even the tools that we are using probably might not be assisting us in ensuring that the outcomes that are in line with the criticism exists? I can't understand. You know, you go to just over the weekend of the end, I mean the month end weekend, I went to the police station. There are three police men, a trainee, and two. It's a month end weekend. There is one police. For me, that is talk to the issue of money. Planning for the weekend, and we expect to increase crime and so forth every night. But all these things that we are going to evaluate the performance of the department necessarily do not speak to those issues. Mismanagement. I see a car, a police behind them in the complex. I go to the city of Bartholomew to me that you may come to take a picture. I get into the shop, I come out of the activity. I go home, I come back to the council. It does not go to the politician at all. So they are not showing up. I phone the station commissioner and I say, please tell me about the new city council. She seeking to mean that the Pope should say no, they would go this on to the Christian Church and say, what time is the invitation? What time is the right getting the invitation? We can expect the police commissioner to be worried about the second commission, as a man is a. But these tools do not talk to these issues. And for me, they undermine the outcome. They undermine the outcome because at the time when we won a policeman, we were out there, this training actually telling everybody that they're really taking somebody's life in this. And all of us fought a lot. So you say, but why tell all of us? Where is the issue of confidentiality? She told you that she's great because they are good, but the definitely is not for me. Because I've nothing to do with these issues, you just don't understand as to why would a department that gets an unqualified report, a department that is spending all its budget, that is, you know, missing its market projection, we still have these things that are basic.
You know, one other thing, that was there, yes, we agree. It's about deployment of resources. I mean, we can talk of the other just to say, well, is it enough? Is it not enough? If it's not enough, like how much do we have to increase it? I'm telling you, we can increase it by 200 people. It is going to solve all the problems that we have. Especially that people are worried of the violent nature of our 25%. The rest is 25% between colleagues. Yeah. So we still have, you know, those problems. Policing failing. We still have those problems. So it's about deployment of resources, hence the interrogation of the baseline, turnaround time. If I get that now, I told the police, how many years is it going to take for them to come to the crisis? So, is it because they don't have enough handles? Yes, they do have handles, but it's about deployment of resources. Also, to go beyond, like for instance, generally now to say, a department says that we don't have enough time. Then you start interrogating the baseline vis-a-vis what's going on in the department. For this point, maybe 20% of staff members are. The staff members refer to a core. Does that make sense? Were they not supposed to be maybe 80-90%? You know? So these are some of the issues that we could agree with in terms of interrogating the baseline and asking for the deployment of resources. And the last comment from me is especially that in the end we deal with the cluster, the criminal justice system, this committee being one of the committees in the cluster. Right now, we have got the revamp of the criminal justice system. I'm not sure as to whether is there a forum or a committee now going forward that will look at the performance of the criminal justice system. I don't know. Looking at how it's changing. Yes, now it's answer. That's right. But it has to change for the rest of the criminal justice system. So, even if some have to account for this now, in fact, we will always research, you know, to so the issue of performance and deployment of resources, I think, it also touches on this other cluster. So, also from our side, we are also struggling with a cluster of identity. How do you have to go about cluster of identity? What does a cluster mean? Then in terms of the allocation, because at the moment we still have the individual department with their own individual strategic plan, so with the objective to achieve and hence to what cluster priority. So I think these are some of the issues that we're still going to settle with, especially now that we've got the 3 billion allocated for the CJ area. So I'm not sure as to whether, you know, is there at this level where we're going to also like interrogate, you know, the performance of the cluster, given that they are using allocation given this year and going forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, I think we will now have the opportunity to present on the
and what the policy of government is going to be. what is the magnitude of the certain like? So we've asked the question, for instance, now with the slowdown of the economy, that's saturating out numbers. We don't know if they should get more. Where are we going to get that money from? The only way we can, where we can get the money is to take it away from somewhere else. And that is the question that the question is of the remarkable thing, like, because the committee makes a recommendation that such should get more money, but it also says she should take money away from education and health as well for the week. Because the economic framework that is approved by Canada is well known to all the members of Canada. And we should try to live within that budget. In the 15 years that I've been involved with budget, the first question, the first remark that passed me directly in the country is from the place to say, I don't have enough money to execute my mandate. That's the first thing to say. Now the question should be, tell me what have you done with your money, not what you put not to. That is the first question. So this thing will say, I don't have enough money for my mandate. I mean, it's disrespect to the allocation that was made to you. I think we have requested additional money. Remember the budget process, you have a 3-year rolling budget. So you already know what you have for next year and for the after year. So if this committee wants to influence anything in the department, they can go to the department and say, we have a problem with it. In the next year, you must try to shift money around. So the NCF, the medium term expenditure framework, goes about additional things like the departments that will be active for some years. You get new priorities. It's not for normal administrative issues. So this year is going to be more suffering for the reason we slow down. Just as an indication of its 2009, the IGB made the following request to the medium term expenditure committee. To increase capacity in marketing and to prove active, they requested 11,021,036. The first year, the committee recommended nothing. The second year, 5 million, and 11,012,010,000. So this is all based on priorities and what is available. This is basically the expenditure up to May, 13% of the budget now. If you work on a 1-12 basis, it's close to the 16% that it should have been. So, it's close to this indication that it's going to be. So, in our number, finance the X 297, for 253, the end of May, that's 254. There is a 11% basis, which is quite high. Before this is a new turnaround, so you will find that in all national departments, you won't be able to see. Just to come back on this thing of the personal number, I do indicate to you that there is going to be savings in about 500,000. That was the estimation that was done by Department of Public Service and Administration many years ago. But I took it up with the DPSA. There's approval that they're referring to in the Senate, but that doesn't exist anymore because you must go through your public service regulations. There's a clear indication. Now, this was quote one paragraph from the public service regulations that states, based on the strategic plan of the department, and executing authority in this area of the department shall determine after consultation with the minister the department's organizational structure in terms of its core and support functions, define the posts necessary to perform the relevant functions while remaining within the current budget and medium term expenditure framework of the department, and the posts so defined shall constitute the department's approved establishment. So this department should have a document that was actually approved, which is recommended by the executive department and by the minister. If they say that there are 30 documents that were prepared in the 1990s, that seems irrelevant. So the National Treasury has actually recently requested the department to revise the document. You see what it is to show to the department. Whether they have enough positions or not. But I think the thing that they must be mainly reasons in this framework, the factor that can throw them quite out in filling more posts. Somebody also asked the question whether the person now combined with all the airports may have been touched. Obviously, it's not. If you see the way the numbers of touch that are increased and how this department will be used, there's no comparison. And we actually don't know how future this department is. I think it will work, and one of the reasons I'll come back to that later. Key personnel, there's key personnel in the department, finance head, state workers, and the vacancies, which are 4% of the interest, which is mostly for the removal of personnel in the department. In last 10-year rotation, with another issue that we have to grapple with, is the use of the mechanism. After the expenditure was approved, instructed that government expenditures would be reduced by 17 million rand over the next year. In the state of the nation of West, which was related to that, we instructed our cost according to our size. And this was not done. Here are the medium-term strategic targets of government, and one can see that one of them is the ability to fight against crime is one of the key targets. That's why the growth in the budget of tax is quite enormous. If you look at the approval of budget, the committee's involved, the first one is the medium-term spending committee, that is where the president is involved. With the department making presentations and with the committee decides to get. And after that, there's the ministers committee, the portfolio committee, the finance, the best committee, cabinet parliament, so there's a long process. So the president is actually playing a minimum role in the allocation of budget. He actually coordinates the budget process and not making allocation for the department. We inform the department of the Parliamentary Law, I think this question was asked. Parliamentary Committee for Consideration of Money Law, Section 4 of the Act. Each House must establish a committee on appropriation, and one of the things that is important is that many constituents of the Money Law and the Appropriation Law. So it seems to me that this committee will have a good influence on the allocation of available resources in the department. We're still waiting for to see how this is going to work, but I think it will still take some time. It will also relate to the establishment of our Mr. Manuel's new division, the planning section, and then also the other side, so the evaluation service delivery and monitoring. We have to see how those new policy directions are going to flow into portfolio committees and how to deal with the performance of the department in question. There is also a further section of this new tax any amendment to the fiscal framework, which committee can also have an influence on that. The last one issues are concerned with the earth is that this ICD has acting against this practice for quite some time now. There is a consistency within the department. Over expenditures, we've already indicated it could have been created. Also, the level of independence, if you must report to the investor that you must actually report on, it makes your work critical. Maybe we should think of this as ICD in the department of justice. Maybe that was coming with us.
to your federal designation and this is the same as